His work has been banned, burned, and blacklisted. He survived talk show ambushes, protest marches, and death threats. And now Todd Sheets has let him loose on Jackalope Radio. Get ready, because whether you like it or not, you're about to have a heart attack.
Read my lips, I don't care what you say.
I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley, and you are now about to have a milder heart attack because, well, if you couldn't tell from my voice, I'm sick. I got a summer cold, and it's kind of sucks. It's one of the things that sucks about living in California. I living in Chicago, I never, ever, ever had a cold during the summer, but in L.A., there's like summer flu that goes around, so I've been knocked out for the last couple days.
Yeah, if you can't hear, I am kind of in the same boat, and I'm in Wisconsin, so fuck you and your, oh, it's from California shit.
You're just weak jeans drinking all that Mountain Dew and garbage soda pop you drink. If ate something better for you and drank some Hydra Blue, maybe you wouldn't have a summer cold in Wisconsin.
Subtle, very subtle.
It's the truth, my friend, it's the truth. When I tell the folks at home that Hydra Blue is good stuff and there's a reason why I'm selling it, it's not because I'm a shill. I fucking actually buy this stuff myself, and I actually do it myself. So I guess we're doing the plug right now if you guys want to get Hydra Blue. Hydra Blue is a really great high-frequency water that is very clear, clean. It's shipped in safe bottles that aren't going to leach any poisons into your water. You're going to get great, great high-energy water. And what I mean high-energy is, they have quantum physics technology, and they use an implosion process that energizes this water, that knocks out the old frequencies, the old toxic frequencies that are in your water are gone. They are eliminated. So what you get is really clean, solid water. And when you drink Hydra Blue, you're going to notice a difference immediately, especially if you chill it, if you put it in the fridge. It's really awesome. And go to HydraBlue.com and use the coupon code word horror. If you use the coupon code word horror, you get 15% off your order. Good stuff. But getting into the show, I'm sick. I'm down. Josh, before the show, he's like, what are we going to talk about? And I'm like, fuck, man, I don't know. But the thing that's on my head right now that I'm laughing about is a week ago, this country was poised on the lip of bombing Syria. Another war that they have no use for. There's no reason for us to be there. guess what? We're not bombing anybody, guys. It looks like Syria is going to give up their chemical weapons. It looks like diplomacy actually fucking worked, and we didn't need to go to war. We didn't need to fucking pull this shit. So fuck you, administration. Fuck you guys in the government. You should have listened to the people in the first place. You know, it's really sad when it takes Russia to lead America in the right direction. That's just fucking sad.
Yeah, but it seemed to me from what I was seeing, and obviously this is being filtered through the media, so it is what it is. It seemed like Obama wanted this war more than Congress or the people did.
Well, I don't even consider it Obama. I'd say it's Obama's puppet masters. When you look at that guy, he looks terrible, man. He looks terrible. You see him in his speeches and stuff. He looks awful, awful. He's not doing the will of the people, and neither are our elected officials. As we had our Gray Panther Lloyd the Ninja on last week to try to illustrate for our listeners, when we bring in guys and we talk about the political scene in Los Angeles, it's meant as an example for what is going on in your community. If you live in Chicago, what's happening in LA is happening in your backyard. If you guys are in New York, if you're in Middle America, if you're in buttfuck Idaho, this shit is going on in your neighborhood. When we talk about how the political process is being handled here in Los Angeles, and we talk about these elected officials giving exemptions to the law, and we're talking about laws that are being used to protect us, you know, we the people, from crooked real estate. We talked about real estate developments that were shortchanging fire codes. You're going to shortchange a fucking fire code so somebody's going to fucking burn alive in a building? That's evil.
It is, but they do that shit all the time where they circumvent building codes, where they circumvent all this stuff because it makes money. The whole thing is about money. It's about short-term gains. We don't care if we're sued for everything we're worth 5 years from now when the disaster happens. We're making money now, and that's all that matters.
Get in, get your money now, get out. You know, doesn't care who gets hurt, doesn't care who gets poisoned, doesn't care who dies, doesn't care whose kid burns to death in a fire. Just like here in Highland Park, we've had this issue with they've been wanting to, they've done this willy-nilly thing where there's federal money if they remove vehicle lanes and insert bike lanes. And so they chose like the busiest streets and they're putting kids on these streets. And, you know, fuck, man, it is all about the money. It is all about the money. And they've completely lost sight of us. You know, the people that live here, the people that they're supposed to serve.
Public service. It means you serve the public, not the private enterprises.
And I really had high hopes for Barack Obama when he went into office. I really did. And I really thought he had something. And in the beginning, you know, he did. He did some really tough stuff and he really held this country together the first couple of years. And then something changed. Something happened. It turned into the beard. It's like he's the beard of the dictatorship behind the White House. There are people running the White House that are not the president. They're not the Congress people. Our political process has been completely destroyed and usurped by corporate money, by unlimited and especially anonymous donations. And the thing that bothers me about this and the thing that I don't understand why people aren't freaking out more is you've just now made it possible for criminal groups to usurp our political process. We already know that the Chinese are coming into America and buying up railroads. They're buying up our infrastructure because, as we revealed last week and we talked about, there aren't any Chinese military bases around the world. Those fuckers have a different way of ruling things. China has never rolled out and conquered Japan. Okay. China has never rolled out and conquered any part of Africa. China has never rolled out of their walls and conquered somebody. They're all doing it from behind their own shores. And to a certain degree, it's pretty fucking smart. And I think we in our own country need to learn a little bit from these guys. And that's what we have done. We have learned a little from them. And that's why NSA is spying on everybody. Our government is spying on everything we do, every business, every person. And the fact that our regular television people, our news people on Fox, why isn't Fox on this every single day? Why do I got to read the latest revelation about this government spying on me in a British newspaper? Why do I go to The Guardian online to find out what my government is doing to me?
That's not new, though, Hart. That isn't new. The Guardian and the BBC and the Brits, they're the ones that since 9/11 have been breaking most of the big stories because they don't have a vested interest to endanger.
I don't think they've broken all the big stories. I really got to give it to Matt Taibbi at Rolling Stone. He's been fantastic. I actually have a very hard time reading his column on rollingstone.com because it's so disheartening. It's so, how do you beat these guys? How are you going to return the country back to a real country instead of this crazy pseudo-dictatorship? And I'm reading this thing. I'm online. I've been sick, so I've been fucking around trying not to read too much heart attack stuff. And I'm on, like, Cracked.com, and I read Cracked.com quite a bit. When I was growing up as a kid, I loved reading comics, and Mad Magazine and Cracked were two of my favorites. And the Cracked.com is pretty fucking good, and they got 5 reasons to be terrified that computers can now read faces. Folks, you need to read this article. Oh, my God. They talk about how your employer and everyone else will be able to constantly monitor your mood from these cameras on your computer. They've got facial recognition software that monitors whether you're paying attention, that monitors whether you're drifting. They've got profile detectors that they're using to figure out the emotions of crowds. So they'll be able to figure out in a crowd who's unhappy with the dictator, and they'll be able to figure out what part of the crowd is not buying the bullshit. It's pretty interesting stuff. It's definitely, everybody at home, go check this out. Go check out Cracked.com. And dude, Josh, I talked to you, I think, about seeing a movie called The East.
Yeah, I watched the trailer. I'd never heard of this one until you brought it up. The trailer looks interesting.
It's a good fucking movie. I had been wondering for a long time. I look at stuff and most of the time, murder used to be a very personal thing in this country. Like 50, 100 years ago, murder was normally easily solved because it was somebody you knew that killed you. It's crime of passion. Somebody in your family wanted your money. Your little brother wanted to take over your business, so he just fucking killed you. And it was a lot easier to figure out these crimes. And now crime is so much more random and so much more difficult to figure out. It's not that easy anymore. And Shit, I lost my train of fucking thought of where I was going with this.
I think what it comes down to for that kind of thing, though, Hart, is that they didn't have the technology we had, so you couldn't assassinate somebody remotely with a fucking drone back then.
Or taking over your car.
Yeah, like Michael, you brought up Matt Taibbi and Michael Hastings. I mean, is it sad that a rock and roll magazine is the one that is breaking some of the big political stories?
Well, they kind of always have, you know, they kind of always have. And the point I was getting ready to make was the fact that crime used to be so much more personal and murder was personal. You know, if a child molester fucked up your kid and the kid, you know, the child molester wasn't going to go down in court, daddy would go get a gun and daddy would go fucking blaze up on the child molester, you know, and all this corporate malfeasance, all these people who their child is dying from fracking or their kid is sick from arsenic in the water from fracking or from the local power plant dumping shit in the water, mercury poisoning, you know, all these things that are going on in our society and people just sue. I have to admit, I have always, always wondered why a wronged man never just got a gun and went and gunned down a corporate scumbag. I just never understood it. And so this film is kind of about that. It's about they call themselves the East, and they're a group that is going to get payback on these corporate evildoers that are polluting the world and fucking up the world and killing people. And it's all about a girl who's sent undercover to get in there. And it touches on what we were talking about earlier when we talked that Monsanto hired Blackwater. Blackwater, the world's largest private mercenary
army. They bought them. They didn't hire them. They bought them.
Yeah, Monsanto, and it's a new name now. Blackwater's no longer Blackwater. They're called something else. But it's still the largest private mercenary army in the world. Why is Monsanto hiring? And they hire ex-CIA guys, ex-Special Forces. These are killers, guys. They didn't go to, like, Joe Bob's detective agency to investigate what's going on with these groups. They have sent, and it's exactly what it's about, they've sent their private spies into this group to infiltrate this activist group. And what they are is I'll call them, they're terrorists. You know, when you go out and you're going to terrorize people like this, eco-terrorism, and you start killing people, you know, that's terrorism. You burn down a fucking car dealership, I don't fucking think that's terrorism. That's vandalism. You know, that's bullshit. But if you're going to be murdering people, so essentially it's a private mercenary group investigating this group for their own reasons. And it's a mind fuck, and it's going on right now. And my question is, Monsanto, you're a food organization. Why would you buy the largest mercenary group that kills motherfuckers? Why are you sending in ex-CIA spies to infiltrate these groups and infiltrate all the political groups, guys? Not only do we have to worry about the NSA spying on us, we've got private armies that are spying on the political groups too. And there's private intelligence agencies that are being hired by the government, so there's a layer of deniability. So they can deny it when the Guardian blows out the NSA for illegally wiretapping every fucking American. I really can't believe Obama hasn't been impeached for this. I really can't believe that they really have it locked down on our media, that more people, I know people aren't really, some of the people I talk to feel helpless about this spying issue, but you need to watch The East. This is your homework this week. Heart Attack homework. I want you guys to go get this movie and watch it. Is it a call to arms? Fuck no. I want you to think about what they say. I want you to think about what's going on in that film. I want you to think about the issues that are raised and about what's happening right now in our backyard. And on that note, we're going to cut to a song and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
All right, guys, that song you just heard was from a band called Third Stone, and the song is called Drifter. It is from their first album called The Stuff, and this is the band that played the Dahmer cue. When we had the protest march on my house, when the Dahmer people protest marched me and we had the SWAT truck there, Third Stone was the fucking band that played the Dahmer cue. And they're going to do a reunion show in Champaign, Illinois. They are going to be doing it on the 20th. It is going to be at Fat City Saloon in Champaign, Illinois. Check it out. The Stuff is being re-released. You could get it now online at Amazon, etc., etc. And these guys fucking rock. These guys are old friends of mine, good friends of mine. I really miss these guys. I miss the shows. Oh, man. They were one of the high points, you know. They really helped me keep my spirits up after Michelle was murdered back in Champaign. And they really, really helped me keep my head together. These were good guys, good friends. And the album's fucking kick-ass. And a little known fact, I shot all the cover photos. I shot the cover of the album and all the photos inside. But getting back to talking about the East and this film, you know, Josh mentioned, did you get that on video on demand? How'd you get it? I'm like, I rented it from Video Hut. When I get my videos, guys, I don't use Netflix. I just go to the regular mom and pop shop that's in my neighborhood, and I go and I rent my videos there, and that's how I do it. For one thing, I like the fact that I'm not being fucking tracked about what I'm renting or viewing, because they're tracking everything you rent and watch, guys. Everything that you watch on your DVR is being tracked. Everything that you rent and do video on demand is being tracked. When you watch American Horrors and you leave it on all day, there's nothing to track, boys. There's nothing to track. They can't track you watching American Horrors, because I don't know what the fuck I'm playing until the day before I play it, because we schedule American Horrors right down to the fucking wire. Right down to the wire, what we feel like playing every friggin' day. American Horrors is my horror channel, and that's big thing for me. Filmon and Alki, it's all good stuff. But for me, when I rent my video, I'm in a double catch, because I put it in my PlayStation 3 to watch it, and fucking PlayStation 3 keeps a record of every fucking thing you watch. So if you fucking have a pirate anything on your PlayStation 3, the government knows about it, you dummies. So if you've been out there hacking and downloading shit and watching it on your PS3, fucking NSA has that shit, you dumbass motherfuckers. Let me explain something to you fucking retards about wiretapping, all right? When you talk to your buddy about scoring some weed, that's recorded, all right? Every fucking thing you've done for the last 10 fucking years longer, since 2001. Before 9/11, 7 months before they started their secret Batman computer program to fucking spy on all of you. So if you're a child molester and you're talking about your little child molesting deeds, it's on fucking tape. If you're a cheating asshole and you've been cheating on your wife for years and you've been talking about it with all your little girlfriends and all your little text messages, it's on fucking tape. If you're a politician and you've said anything to anybody that's dirty or wrong, guess what? The NSA can leak it. Because that's what they're going to do with this information. Information is power. I've been saying this for years. Information is power. You can go back to the talk shows when I'm on the Dahmer shows. And I'm on fucking Jerry Springer. And they're like, why did you do the Dahmer comic? And I said, people need to know how serial killers really work. They need to know how they really get their victims. Not the bullshit. And they need to figure it out. Because you know what? Knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. And you've given it all away. We have got to rein in the NSA. We have got to pull them back. I mean, dude, Josh and I were talking before we did the show. We've been talking about, I've been watching cop shows my whole life. I watch a show called Criminal Minds. And on Criminal Minds, they have a computer hacker girl who got busted. And so now she's working for the FBI, which is very real. It's exactly what they do. They bust these super smart kids, turn them around and make them their own drones. We've been doing it since we conquered this land when we took Indians and made them our scouts and turned them against their own people. That's what we do in America. That's how we handle our business. America is a very brutal, nasty country. We are the land of the free, the home of the brave, and don't you fuck with us because we'll fuck you up, motherfucker. That's what Zero Dark Thirty is all about. Zero Dark Thirty, that movie that people celebrated, first 40 minutes is all goddamn torture. It's torture, torture, torture. So I'm back on Criminal Minds, and we're watching the show, and every fucking episode, almost every goddamn episode, the chick is doing illegal hacking for the government. She's illegally hacking into databases. She's hacking into government databases, private databases, and breaking the fucking law every episode. Josh, you see the same thing in the cop shows you watch. What do you watch?
I don't watch very many anymore, but when I watched like NCIS, they did that constantly. They were always, oh, I can circumvent this firewall and get this information that we're not supposed to have. And they're like, do it. We're fighting terrorism here. And it's like, no, you become as bad as the people you are supposedly hunting.
It's not even as becoming, I hate that. You're as bad as the people you're fighting. No. I think it's even worse than that. You're not as bad as the people you're fighting. It's not as bad. You are the people you're fighting. You have become them. When you circumnavigate our rights and our laws in the name of the good, well, that can be poison to anything. You can rationalize that in any direction you want. You could decide, oh, well, I need to kill all Muslims because Muslims are the biggest threat to America, so I'm going to break all the laws to spy on Muslims. Well, that's just one person who feels that way. Maybe another person thinks it's the Jews. Maybe they think it's the Palestinians. Or maybe they think it's the Germans. Or maybe they think it's the fucking Polish. But I hate that trope of you're just as bad as them. No, you're not as bad as them. You are them.
One of the reasons I stopped watching the Law and Order shows, because post 9/11, they did this constantly. Some, you know, street thug would be getting in the way of them solving whatever the murder of the week is. And they would always trot out, you know, you stopping us is getting in the way of this and this, which could violate Homeland Security. So how would you like to spend the next 6 years in Guantanamo Bay, or you could just give us the fucking name of the dealer? And you know, they always gave it up.
What did that got to do with fucking terrorism if you're going after a fucking drug dealer?
Because they always linked it, well, because drugs are linked to Al-Qaeda, who supplies the drugs, so we can always trace this somehow back. Homeland Security can get involved. And
you know how it does trace back to Al-Qaeda, because Al-Qaeda destroyed the poppy fields in Afghanistan. Al-Qaeda got rid of the opium trade, except for what they wanted it for. So they were getting rid of the opium. And what did America do when we took over Afghanistan? We opened up the opium fields. In fact, American soldiers actually guard opium fields. Where is the connection there? Or the fact that in America, the CIA sold crack to dealers in Los Angeles in the 80s. The crack epidemic in Los Angeles, in South Central, was foisted upon us by the fucking CIA. This is a fact. This is a goddamn fact.
They tried to
fucking tune this dude out, this poor son of a bitch who broke this story. They harassed the fuck out of him. They lied about him, said it wasn't true. They ruined this reporter's life who broke this story. And eventually, when he's completely broken, they said he killed himself. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I don't buy it. When these major activists like have a freak out, I go, what kind of drug did they slip into these guys? Because let's face it, folks, if you've got billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, how hard would it be to slip a weird drug into your prescription mix? Not hard at all.
No,
especially not when
be.
The drug companies work for you. Especially not when, you know, every major corporation works for you. We found out that Yahoo, the major CEO of Yahoo, has been coming out to talk about this NSA spying stuff and about how they were threatened with jail if they didn't turn over everybody's records. So that means the NSA was reading all your Yahoo emails, guys. Everything. What I like, too, is when the lawyers come out and they make statements like Microsoft makes the statement of how, or maybe it was Google. I think it was Google's lawyer said that we never allowed the government to have direct access to our information. Well, he didn't say we never allowed the government to have access to our information. He used a qualifying term of direct access to our files. And that's the lawyerly terms you got to watch out for, guys. When you're reading the press, look at what they're saying. The qualifying statements, you know, when they say they don't say something is safe. They say, oh, this product is up to the latest federal standards. They don't say it's safe because they could set themselves up because they know that shit ain't safe. They know these drugs they're selling to us aren't safe. It blows my mind that we're going to spend all this money on a giant ecstasy crackdown. And they'll be like, ooh, somebody had an overdose of Molly in New York. Two people dead from Molly in New York. And how many people are dying from hydrocodone every fucking day around this country? I don't know, man. Last year, I think it was coming up on 130,000 people dropped dead from their prescription drugs. So what's the bigger threat here, guys? The ecstasy that the kids are doing in the clubs for fun? And only one or two people die every once in a while. It ain't like it's an epidemic. It's not an epidemic. Do we go after these drug companies? Do we go after them? Do we go after Walgreens when they fucking illegally? I mean, there you go, Josh. This street guy who doesn't have a lot of money is threatened with Guantanamo Bay. But if that street guy happened to be working for Walgreens and he was illegally selling OxyContin and illegally selling hydrocodone out the back door to drug dealers, because that's what he is. He's a drug dealer working for Walgreens. Walgreens fucking drug dealer. They just pay a fine. The guy who's selling the hydrocodone out the back door of Walgreens, he's not being threatened with Guantanamo Bay, but no, the regular street guy is. The guy who's a threat. Really, how big of a threat is that guy anyway?
He's not. It even comes back to look at something like Enron. If Enron had performed the same thing that they did on a relatively smaller scale, like say if just fleecing a neighborhood or something, they wouldn't have been going to jail. They would have been fucking killed. The neighborhood would have risen up against them. But these were corporate guys, and they had to, I hate to say it, Hart, it was a different administration. They weren't willing to just take money from Enron. They said, one of you has got to go to jail.
Yeah, there's a lot of gaming of the system happening right here. And what we're seeing is that they are preying upon the weak and the poor. You know, they're preying upon people that don't have the same resources to defend themselves. We have a system of privatized prisons. And now we have a spy organization with access to every single thing that you've ever done, said, or texted somebody. If you've ever texted to get a dime bag, it's fucking on a record. And guess what? The NSA is sharing their information with the DEA. We talked about backtracking investigation, and we talked about how Justice Department and different lawyers and prosecuting attorneys, they're being lied to by their own government about where this information is coming from. They're really trying to stack the deck against your regular guy. But your corporate guy who pays things off, he's fucking fine. So where are we living, guys? Are we living in America or are we living in fucking Mexico? Are we living in some third world country, the banana republic that is completely bought off? Because that's what it sure seems like to me. I mean, what's it seem like to you, fucking Josh?
It seems like to me that I know how conspiratorial this sounds.
It ain't conspiratorial. It's all a fucking fact. It's right in your face.
I know, but when you say these kind of things, you come across like a tinfoil hat kind of guy. Oh, the government's trying to bug us and everything, but they are. So,
yeah, they are, man.
And... so it's not it just comes across to your average person who doesn't know, who doesn't care, as conspiratorial. That's why I qualified that like a lawyer would. It may seem conspiratorial, but we are, and we're not on it. We have been on it. This is not new. We are on a gradual slide because they know they can't institute martial law or control like this over
time. Dude, they don't even need martial law. What they have right now, they got it all. They don't need anything else. They don't need martial law, Josh. They got it all already. They got it all. And here's the thing about the NSA and all their spying and all their bullshit. All their secrets came out. All you people out there in government that are doing nasty things, Edward Snowden came out and pulled the rug out from under you all. And there's more people like him out there. And what I mean is there's more people that believe in what's right and believe in what America is supposed to be. America is a country where you come and you have the right to pursue your own idea of happiness. What other country has that in their constitution, that you have a right to pursue happiness? You have a right to worship whatever God you want. That's a major thing. And when you try to institute a religion, or you try to institute, America has really changed, and they've really tried to turn it into a prison state, and they're trying to turn things into a prison planet. And it's not government. There are people that have taken over the government. Do you think it's an accident that they've completely unleashed the corporate spending on politicians? That's no accident. We already know that if you're a military contractor and if you're a politician that votes for those military issues the way the military contractors want you to, you're going to get a lot of money from these guys. But the thing that really bothers me is these secret things. You're going to have Russian mafia organizations contributing to us. We're going to have other criminal organizations contributing to political campaigns. And that's the thing that I think is truly threatening, is this anonymity of the corporate donation process. And also the issue of it's unlimited. They should just put these guys on a payroll from the government. They should just, it should be financed, put it on an even plateau, get the candidates in there. They all get the same thing. They all get the same amount of airtime. Give them, that's what it needs to be. Make that fair. Make it fair. Get rid of all this fundraising bullshit. Get rid of all that fundraising shit. Just put these guys on the air and make them debate a couple of times. Give them the same amount of time, the same amount of commercial airtime. That would be fucking fair, wouldn't it, guys? Wouldn't that be fair if it just was the same for every candidate? On that note, we're going to go to another song from my old buddies, Third Stone.
Cows jump over.
American Horrors, you can watch the world's greatest uncut horror movies for free, all day and all night, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, at filmon.com. New this month on American Horrors, the Grandmaster of Giallo, Dario Argento's Unsane. Aldo Ray takes his revenge in Terror on Alcatraz. Jean Rollin's Caged Virgins, a vampiric orgy sapphic nightmare you will not soon forget. Plus, The Gates of Hell, The Nightmare Never Ends, and Cameron Mitchell in Nightmare in Wax. Watch them all and more for free on American Horrors, the world's greatest uncut horror channel.
Welcome back to Heart Attack. I am Hart D. Fisher. With me is Josh Hadley. And the song you just heard was from my old friends Third Stone. And that song is Street Kid Fairy Tales. And that right there is I really love that fucking song. That's I used to go see these guys all the time when they were playing. And I really loved these guys. And this song just really, I don't know, man. It really breaks me up every time I listen to it. Every time I listen to this song,
it hits you in that one spot.
Yeah, it does. And we've been talking about NSA spying and stuff, and all this. The fact that it has been the discussion about the NSA wiretapping. Richard M. Nixon, our president, was impeached for illegally wiretapping the Democratic headquarters. What do you do when you wiretap the whole fucking world?
You get reelected.
Yeah, that was the joke you made last fucking week, motherfucker. I need a new joke out of you. But Josh, you had something to say about this, too. You've been listening to the Crack.com podcast, right? I didn't even know they had a podcast.
They're only 2 weeks into it. This was just the second episode. Crack.com just started their podcast. The writer that writes under the name David Wong, the guy that, you know, wrote John Dies at the End and this book is full of spiders.
John
and that,
Dies at the End is a great fucking movie. He wrote that?
Yeah, he wrote the book it's based on.
Oh, that's a good movie. That was a cool movie. John Dies at the End, folks. Go rent it.
John Dies at the End was a fantastic movie. And he is the same age as me, born in 1975, so a little younger than you. He wrote some articles on Cracked about the NSA spying thing. And he was actually kind of shocked at not only the lack of response, but the apathy towards it. The newer generation that's in their 20s, they have never grown up in a world where you were not watched, where there was not cameras on the street corners, where your Xbox could not watch you, where when you go into a convenience store, there was not somebody watching you. And David Wong theorized, and I tend to agree with him, that they have been so conditioned to this, it's just like, what's the big deal? It's only people that are 35 and older that know what a world where you weren't monitored was like, Hart.
That, and they haven't been ass-fucked by it yet. If you're too young, you haven't had your past bite you in the ass yet. I'm a guy who's definitely had my past has come back to haunt me for fucking sure, without a doubt. Things that have happened to me in the past have definitely come up to haunt me in my present, and that's not even considering being monitored. And you guys are so fucking stupid about it. You know, as a journalist and as a guy who deals with criminals, I deal with criminals, I'm amazed at what these dumb fucks will say on a phone. I don't want to fucking know. I'm a regular guy. I'm living my life straight and narrow. If you're doing something crooked that doesn't involve the story that we're discussing, the story that we are going to do, I don't fucking want to know. I don't need to know. Nobody needs to be a fucking accessory to your goddamn bullshit. I don't need to fucking know. And when you talk about it, when you Facebook post it, everybody fucking knows when you're Facebook emailing people. I don't let my business be handled on Facebook. I use Facebook as a public tool. That's my public persona. That's not me. That's not me at all. That's what I have up there just to communicate with people on Facebook and promote what I'm working on and to let my fans know what I'm up to. That's what it's all about.
But
that's
Hart,
what the
that's
Twitter
part
is.
That's part of the problem. that this generation has grown up with the social media, that, you know, the parents were videotaping them at their first birthday party,
yeah.
when they smeared the poop on the walls or the spaghetti on their head. And like when we were growing up, you know, the first time you bring a girl home to mom when you're in high school, she can show the photo of you in the bathtub or something. Now everything's out there. Everything you do is being recorded and kept and monitored. Your past is always there just waiting to bite you.
Here's the problem. The problem these kids haven't figured out yet is, you know, I live in Los Angeles, California, and that's I work in the entertainment industry. I make movies. I make television programs. I act. I work in this business. I've been out here since 1994. I've seen people rise. I've seen people fall. I've seen what this town does to people. And a big part of why people come out to L.A. is to recreate themselves. But if you've been monitored your whole life, if you've been checked and indexed and everything you've done has been recorded and posted or is on a secret file, it is a lot harder to reinvent yourself. It is a lot harder to start over. It is a lot harder to dump your past and try to be something new, something better, something different. It's a lot harder to do that. It's a lot harder to start over. It's making it very difficult. And I honestly do not believe that they're as apathetic as you think, Josh. And I'm going to say this again. You need to understand, and so do our listeners need to understand, that there are massive amounts of money being spent to trick you. Like you talked about, you used the word conditioning, Josh. That is exactly what's going on here. We know that the government has operatives in the cages of every major broadcaster. They all do. And these people who are making these films and making these television programs, they are definitely helping to foist this on you, the notion that the police can break any law they want as long as they're getting the bad guy. I hang out with a lot of young kids, Josh. I'm out there, man. I'm on the street. I'm working with these kids. I deal with at-risk kids. I work a lot with kids. I think, you know, that's the future. And part of it is, you know, they say when you help somebody, you're really helping yourself. And yeah, I am. I had a lot of times in my life where people weren't there to help me. So when somebody like Ronda Rousey goes out and she goes to fucking South Central and helps out the kids at Gompers Middle School. Yeah, I'm talking about Ronda Rousey, the fighter. She's donating $500 to sponsor students from Gompers for their judo program. And she's been going down there. Before she was famous, she was driving down to South Central to teach these kids fucking judo for free. And I went down there. Her mom, Dr. DeMars, I call her Mother of War, and I love that woman. I think she's fantastic. And I think Ronda's a hell of a girl, too. They're making a difference. They're going out and they're doing it. But there's nobody singing their praises. There's no newspaper talking about this. They'd rather talk about the sexual tension on the latest episode of The Ultimate Fighter because it's all distraction. They don't actually want you to know about people being helped. They don't want you to know about that. They don't want you to be empowered. And Heart Attack is about empowering you. I bring out the negative and I talk about the scary shit because I want you to know. I want you to have the knowledge. I want you to be empowered. I want you to go out and make a goddamn difference in your life first. In your own life first. That's what I want because it always starts where? In your back goddamn yard. It starts in your own home. Everything starts with you, how you behave, the actions you take, how you talk to people. That's how it starts. It's always the power of one, guys. That's where I'm coming from.
You need to do it start at your local level. You're not going to be able to change the Congress, the president, and whatnot overnight. What you can change is your school board. You can change your mayor. You can change your city councilman. You can change things on a local level. Then once you've changed things on a local level, then it will change on a state level. And then change on a national level.
I got involved, and it's easy. You get online. Go ahead and go online. Go to your local patch. You know, they've got like the Eagle Rock patch or the Highland Park patch. It's a whole program. You go on there and see what's going on in your local governance. Get involved. Comment. Go out. Go to some of these things. Check it out. See how it's happening. And you know what? You can affect the congressman. You can affect the president. This stuff where they were going to put these bike lanes in on these dangerous streets, that these places where these bike lanes do not belong, they were doing for money, for greedy reasons that had nothing to do with helping people, that was going to hurt bicyclists. We stopped them. They said this shit was going to go in back in fucking June. Didn't happen. Then they were announcing all summer long, oh, it's going to go in August. Didn't fucking happen. We have stopped these assholes at every fucking turn. And you can too. This shit is going down in Santa Monica. Same fucking thing. Crooked real estate developers want to put up towers along the coast in Santa Monica, which is a beautiful little area, and they've destroyed it with traffic, with their stupid real estate developments and their illegal real estate developments. And it's the same thing, the government giving them exemptions from the law. Well, you know what, guys? The government works for us. This country works for us. It is we, the people. And that's why they're spying on us. If we were not powerful, why would they spy on us? Seriously, if we were powerless, why would they make it so you can't vote? If we were powerless, why would they be afraid of us organizing? Why are they passing laws that make it more and more difficult to have a public protest? Why is it? Why? If we're so weak, if we can't change things, why do they need to make these laws? Because they're afraid. Because the people in power want to hold on to their power. That's what they're doing. They're about holding on to power. We lost interest in our governance. We lost interest in our government. And we're getting fucked because of it. But we can take it back anytime we want, guys. And we're doing it. We stopped SOPA. Me and my Gray Panthers, we stopped this bicycle bullshit. And they're still trying, guys. That's the thing. Just because you didn't win the first time doesn't mean the fight's fucking over. You get up off the mat and you go back out there and you fucking go for it again. I voted for Obama and nothing changed. You crybaby pansy. I lost one fight, so I'm never gonna fight again. You fucking crybaby pussy. Get back in the ring. Get back on the horse. Let's do this thing. I'm sick of this fucking crybaby bullshit. You are more powerful than you know. All of you out there are far more powerful than you know. More powerful than you ever dreamed of. One person can make a fucking difference. Look at goddamn Gandhi. He made a difference. He was flawed, but he made a fucking difference.
Look at Martin Luther King.
Yeah. Martin Luther King made a tremendous difference. You want to talk about all these different people. They all made a difference. Why do you think Martin Luther King was assassinated? Why do you think
he was dangerous?
Exactly. He influenced people. And that's the key. It's about influencing people because these people in power want to stay in power. And they're tracking who influences people. I'm being spied on and monitored right now. You want to know why? Because I influence people. That's why. That's the only reason. Am I a danger to anybody? Fuck no. Fuck no. I'm a regular guy. I eat fucking pizza. I watch my UFCs. I fucking pay my cable bill. I do my silly radio show. Big fucking deal. But they're paying attention. Why? Because you guys are listening. Because you guys are learning, too. There's a lot of you guys are learning, and you're getting involved, and I'm hearing about things that are happening. It's awesome. It is really great. I don't know about you, Josh. You get a lot of the direct communications. I mean, what kind of feedback do you get?
The main feedback I get is, man, Hart is a really loud dude. He's right, but he just needs to calm down, or he's going to have a, no pun intended, heart attack.
I can't calm down when regular Americans are getting thrown in jail, when regular people are getting fucked over, when the innocent are getting brutalized, when the fucking helpless are getting raped. I can't. You all should be as fucking angry as I am. Every fucking one of you. And I think you are, but you feel helpless. You don't feel powerful. You feel like there's nothing you can do to change it. But you know what? You can and you are. You are making a difference. You guys, you younger generation, you understand the web and Twitter and Facebook and all this shit in a way that I just don't because you grew up with it. You grew up under it. It's your home. You know it better than me. You can work it better than me. And you know what else? You can work it better than the NSA because you were born to it. When you watch Ender's Game, that sci-fi movie that's coming out, think about that. Every one of you kids listening right now is Ender. Every one of you is Ender. You can all make a tremendous, tremendous difference. Look at Rhonda, man. She could have gone on and just been a Hollywood and forgotten all about these kids at Gompers, but she didn't. She reached back, and she's going to fucking give back to these kids. I fucking love that shit. That is the shit, man. That's what it's all about. That's what you need to do.
Hart, that's also some of the positive criticisms that we get. You stand by what you believe, that you are very passionate about it, and that you come across just like a regular guy. And that what I always tell people is, you know why? He is just a regular guy. He's trying to do something to help everybody, just like all of you can. All of you are just regular people who can make a difference, just like Hart and I do.
You are making a difference, guys. You've made a difference in my life. You know, this show has really helped me to process a lot of stuff in my head. It's helped me to help out some friends of mine. I've been able to help out some really great people. And Fuck, thank you. I gotta thank the audience for that. So on that note, we're gonna sign out. But if you want to get a hold of me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm on there, Hart, H-A-R-T, underscore Fisher. You could also find us on Facebook. We're up there, you know, look up Heart Attack Radio. We're on there. Come talk to us. Sometimes I can come down on people a little hard on Facebook, I know, but
I've noticed that, yes.
Take your licking like a man and stand up and get back in the ring. You know, we're not here to be nice. We're here to be a little stronger.
Do you know what I always tell people?
About being stronger. What do you tell people?
Yell back at him. He likes that.
A little bit. I want a real fight. If you're going to come on there and you're going to, oh, conspiracy. If you're going to just name call, conspiracy theory asshole, I'm going to take you out. I'm going to verbally destroy you. But if you bring me a real argument, then we can engage and have a real discussion. I just hate the name calling. I hate, it's stupid. And remember, I'm looking out for you paid political guys. Because when you're on the web, guys, I want you to remember this. When you're on the web, you can't be sure if the person you're arguing with is not a paid political advocate for some corporate dildo or for the government. You can't, you don't know because, guys, there's a legion, a private army that has been hired to push their agenda online. Bloggers. Fucking people that just go on and make comments. We've seen it with this bicycle lane bullshit. Some fucking private company from Virginia spent $3 million on advertising to try to get this bicycle agenda through that was anti-car and on the worst roads too. And they paid these people to come. They are paying them to go to your local neighborhood council and they are paid to go there and cause trouble. They're paying different advocates to go out and cause trouble. If you have a group and if you have an advocacy group and you want to find the spy, I'll tell you how to find the spy. You want to know the spy in your advocacy group? It's easy. You can spot him every time. It's the guy who's trying to get you to be violent. When you go do this, when you engage, when you become in these neighborhood council sessions, be cool, stay calm, and avoid violence at all fucking costs because that's what the man wants. So he can crack down on you, so he can kidnap you, so he can torture you in a fucking basement. Stay calm, stay cool. I'm Hart Fisher. We'll be back next week with more Heart Attack.
Attack is a 1201 Beyond production. Visit 1201beyond.com for more great shows.